Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's April 24th, 2018, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, the one, the only, Antoine Bergeron.
Hello.
Hey, Antoine, how's it going this week?
It's going well. You?
Yeah, it's going well. It's going well. Lots of stuff this week compared to the last couple weeks where we've had like kind of short lists. This week, we're going to have to try to stay on target to not make this an hour-long news episode.
Yes.
So, it's good contrast. Good contrast. That being said, I'll get this started. And as always, we're going to start with some new releases. And first up this week is something from a little company called Forge World, the Aurox Armored Transport.
So this is a vehicle for 30k, not for 40k. It's a transport for the Solar Auxilia, which are the 30k equivalent of Imperial Guard, or what's their new name?
Astra Militarum.
The Astra Militarum, yeah. So the 30k equivalent of those. So it's a personal transport. Variant on the Rhino, probably.
Or yeah, I guess.
Or progenitor of the Rhino.
Or it looks cool. I would totally use these to count as Rhinos.
Yeah.
Because I think it looks better than a Rhino, in my opinion.
It has kind of the tracks of the old Land Raider.
Yeah, I think it's why it kind of appeals to my... It makes me think of the old school rhinos, you know, the ones that are super tiny, like by the shape of the tracks and the body, like that kind of angled front end with the tracks like that. It totally makes me think of the old school itty bitty tiny rhinos, the first plastic ones.
Yeah.
Which I still love to use because they're so tiny they can hide behind everything. My opponents don't like it so much, but I'm just saying. The price, Forge World. It's a resin piece, obviously. 58 pounds, so they're not giving it away.
Not at all.
But I think that's pretty much on par with what they charge for a resin rhino. So, or actually, maybe the rhinos are a bit cheaper because they're a plastic kit with just the Forge World accessories.
Mm. But anyway. Just say that I wouldn't build a whole armored list using those as a transport.
Yeah.
Not if I want to keep my house. That's, let's see.
Yeah. Yeah. Not with authentic ones, anyway. All right. Next up, Wereweevil Miniatures. You can't do that. Segbots. So I'm just going to say Eggbots Discrider Champion. Wow, I mangled that name. Eggsbots Discrider Champion.
So this is in the line of Eggbots. So those are kind of chibi-ish, egg-ish shaped space marines. This one being a Dinge sorcerer on disc. But all chibified, cutified in a small egg shape. Look like the old Exo armor for the squats.
Yeah, he's awesome looking. Yeah. The fact that they thought they were clever by putting a TZ before the start of the name and then making Disc Rider all one word irritates me. mostly because I should have proofread that a lot better. But yeah, totally, totally awesome model. And these things paint up really well. I don't know if you've seen the Mark Maxey piece from Adepticon that he entered in Crystal Brush.
Yes.
He did some Eggbots for his Crystal Brush entry for Chibi. Or maybe it was Diorama, I'm not sure. Yeah, it was gorgeous. So he deserved a win, in my humble opinion.
So yeah, we don't have a price on it, but it's right now it's available. You need to message him because they are in preparation for a convention. So he's just preparing some. It's going to be added fully to his sale list later, but you can still pre-order them.
Whatever it is, I'm sure it's going to be reasonably priced, and it's so freaking awesome. So cool. I really need to get some of these guys. All right. What's up next? Privateer Press. Manowar Assault and Siege Chariots on pre-order.
So those are from Bahi, the Black...
Bahi, yeah. Black Anchor Heavy Industries.
Yeah. So it's a pre-order campaign. You have about a month to pre-order it. You get free shipping worldwide, and if you... order while during the pre-order campaign, you also get a free bonus. This time it's a trucker app.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for my t-shirt for my Dracodile. Just saying.
It has not shipped yet?
If it did, I never got it, so.
But didn't you pre-order your freight forwarder?
Yeah, but I've been there to check.
Okay.
They have no more packages for me. And I didn't get a shipping notification for it, so.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just never coming. That's okay. I've got my Dracodile. He's in a box somewhere. I don't actually own an army to play him with, but I will someday. Yeah, so on this model, a little disappointed by the price point. I mean, it is all resin, so I get that it's expensive.
Is it that expensive? $84 for a battle engine?
$85 US, which means it's going to be 115 Canadian. That seems pricey. Especially when you consider the size of the model and the fact that the Dracodile was only like 110 US. I don't know. Battle engines should be about 75 Canadian retail, I think, or 79 retail Canadian.
Okay, I thought they would cost more than that.
Some of them do, like the Sacro Vault, I know, is quite pricey. The Sacro Vault, I think, is closer to $100 retail Canadian. So, anyway, it's a nice model, and you get both variants, right? You buy the kit,
you get
both
a piece both sets of guns.
Yeah. Screams to be magnetized.
Yep, well, for sure.
It looks very cool, and I will undoubtedly buy one because Manowars are what got me into this game. I have a metric butt ton of Manowars, and I'm hoping to someday be able to use them as something other than paperweights. So.
Just as a comparison, the gun carriage is the same price US.
That seems strange to me. Only because I know what the wholesale price is, so it just seems odd.
Yeah.
All right, so maybe I'm way out of whack. I'm so used to buying everything super heavily discounted on Amazon or at distribution or whatever that maybe I'm just not no longer in touch with reality.
Yeah. And the fact that it's from Bailly, we don't get the regular retail discount from...
that's fine. We also have to pay, unfortunately, the customs, the extra 20 or 30 bucks customs that's going to get hit with, right? So,
yeah, for sure.
For the duty. Oh, well. It is what it is. Super sweet looking model, though. I really hope we see some Manowars on the table going forward. All right. What's next? Oh, yeah, this also looks super sweet. Also from Privateer Press. Some new Krix releases.
Yeah, so other releases from their Black Fleet CID, or not too sure the exact name of the CID that ran for them. But so we have new releases, all the pirates. So we have first Axiala Raid Blade, Set-6's solo, Severa Black Tide, another Set-6 solo. So that one is Gunslinger. Yep. We have a unit of Skard Dirge Seer.
Shard. Yeah, the Shard.
Shard.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I shouldn't pronounce the name.
It's Shard. That's all. Yeah, no worries.
That's fine.
Sorry.
Another unit we already mentioned because they were contained in the CID box.
Army box. Yep.
The Black Ogryn Smug Belchers. Oh, no. Those were not in the box.
It was the other one.
The mechanics that were in the box.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the last one, the Trollkin, the Blighted Trollkin's Marauders. So.
Man, I love these new Krix models. I've never been a big fan of Krix. I don't really like the undead thing.
Me neither. But the pirates really like part. These.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is funny. I play Mercs. I don't like the pirates there.
Yeah.
But neither. These pirates, like, it makes me, I don't want to say regret that I gave Yom all my boxes of Satixis. But if I hadn't, I would like be in danger of starting another faction. Well, I'd be in danger of starting another faction. So instead, he's in danger of starting another faction, and I'm quite happy about that. You know, since Signar is almost unplayable now, if you believe the internets, it's about time he switches to Krix like everyone else. Yom the power player. yeah. So, wicked cool models. I love the look of these guys. I think PP is really getting better with their sculpts. And the last few months of new releases really shows it. Again, personal opinion, not reflected. My opinion does not reflect Antoine's opinion. Don't hold anything I say against him.
No, I agree. I find that the sculpting goes up while the painting goes sideways or down a bit.
I'm going to say that...
I think they produce more, so they probably have less time to put on
that. And not only that, I think Matt DiPietro is a hard act to follow. I think Dallas does a good job, but not everything is done by Dallas, right? Mm-hmm. And art direction may have changed. And like you said, there may be less time to work on the models, right?
Yeah. And so, I have no clue, but maybe they have decided to do a move at a Game Workshop where they decided to lower a bit of
the standard to try and make it more approachable?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be. That could really be. Sidetrack. Okay.
Yeah.
Next up.
Editorial line there.
Yeah, exactly.
So, as you said, don't count anything I just said from being from Paul or whatever.
It's okay. So long as we don't tag Dallas in this, I think we're safe that he'll never listen to it.
Other people might do, though.
Well, yeah. I took him for milkshakes at Adepticon, so I should get a pass.
Sure.
It's okay. Next up, North Star Military Figures, Ancient Guardian, and Hamada for Frostgrave, Ghost Archipelago.
Yeah, so those are two new monsters for the Lost Color 6 expansion for Ghost Archipelago, the Pirate Tropical variation on Frostgrave. So, two bigger model, really cool model.
Yeah, I think these... And this is going to be a little unkind, and it's not really intended to be, but I think these guys definitely are better sculpted than the previous stuff we've seen from North Star.
Yeah.
Or some of the previous stuff, not necessarily all of it, but some of it. Also, very reasonably priced at £8.
Yes.
£6 for one, £8 for the other. I quite like them. I think the pictures are poor, because it looks like they just did like a Zenithal Prime or something, and then posted that as a picture, because they didn't have a painted version.
Mm-hmm.
And I see, like, there's some mold lines in one of them. So, maybe not the best pictures possible, but I see a lot of potential in the models. All right. Swivon next. We have Maximini.eu, Skullbots.
So, this is a tiny release. Those are proxy for servitor skulls?
Yeah, servo skulls.
Servo skulls for 40k. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah, five different ones, all different looks. They look cool. I particularly like the Naga one. And you add the little tank, right?
Yeah, with the missile launcher. I don't know. I think he's kind of awesome. $8.99 for a pack of five. I mean, €8.99, I should say.
Yeah.
For a pack of five, you know, little resin figurines. They're awfully cute.
They're going to spice up your Inquisitorial or Adeptus Mechanicus.
That's right. You get some of those half-naked Inquisitors from...
Wargame Exclusive.
Yeah, exactly. And then you throw in with these, and you've got, like, the total package Inquisition.
Yep, for sure.
You know, boobies and Super Servo Skull Tanks. I mean, how do you go wrong? How do you go wrong? Okay. So, next project. Okay. I think we have something else to... Oh, no, this is actually... I almost gave credit to the wrong company. Cromlech, Goblin Scrap Tanks. Our buddies over at Cromlech have been working hard.
Yeah, and you said tanks with a Hess, because there's two yes. new ones. So two different buddy, a bunch of different turrets. They look cool.
Double your pleasure, double your fun. And they are awesome. And there's some pictures of them next to like some orcs. They are a pretty good size for what they are.
Yeah.
They've got gribbly bits all over them, guns in every direction. The
spike
characters blades, are awesome. And
exhaust.
Such a good price at 20 euros.
Yeah.
For a resin model. I'm going to have to see if I can get these. I think I'm going to take a look-see and see if these are available through distribution in the States for Cromlech, because these look awesome. That's it. I got nothing. Next up, our buddies over at Miracle Collectibles, Emilia.
So this is a bust of what looks like either a necromancer or a really dark druid.
Yeah, the sickle kind of made me think druid at first, but the skull makes me think necromancer, so I think you called it there. Maybe he'll mention, because he always comments whenever we tag him.
Oh, yeah, so. And there's a bunch of fluff at the bottom, but there's so much that I hadn't gone through at all.
Well, we may be wrong on both counts.
Yeah, probably.
Because I'm speed reading the fluff, and it's talking about charging into battle with her sickle to, basically get first blood. So it doesn't sound very necromancery to me, nope. Nor very druidic. So maybe she just likes to be up close and personal in her stabby. You know, I get it. Sometimes you just want to see the people screaming close. All right, this is a gorgeous piece. I love the face. And I see a lot of different ways you could paint it, just from the unpainted model. Like, the way they painted her, it looks one way, but you look at that unpainted face, and you can totally see there's a bunch of expressions you could paint there.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And $48 US with $8 US worldwide shipping, so $56 US. 8 centimeters tall, so it's a pretty good size for a mini bust.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an excellent value for what it is, and it's certainly going to entertain you for hours painting it. What do we got next? Well, last but not least, the new releases. Happy Game Factory. Eden new releases. Kidstarter.
So they call them kids. In French, it's called les gamins, which I think would be more brats than kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, kids is too generic, I think. So this is a new starter for the Convoy, which is one of their kind of mercenary faction. One of the less deranged faction in that world. Like, yep. Normal human trying to survive nomadic. Instead of being a crazy AI or a droid. Clowns or war nuns or whatever.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff in Eden.
So this is a small box just of kids from that faction that go out in the salvage. You have 4 different kids and the dog, which is one of the kids' dogs. So pretty cool model. Nice, yeah. Paint job on them.
Yep.
Their printer is always good. They're great, so.
You know, I like their cards. The artwork on them and stuff I think are pretty neat. And I think the value is good. 39 euros for a starter box.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's 5 models, so what is it? 8 euros each?
Yep.
For, I'm guessing they're resin or metal? I don't know if it says.
No, I don't think so.
Probably metal models. In any case, reasonable price, cool game, great artwork, nice box. It's a shame Eden isn't more popular here. And the people from the company are super nice. I had a chance to talk to them a little bit at Adeptcon, and they were surprised I even knew about the company. And I was like, hey, we talk about you all the time. You just had another Kickstarter for another thing. And I think it was their sculptor or their artist had a Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about
it. Yeah, the book.
Yeah, exactly. They were all amazed that I knew that and that I'd even heard of them. Yeah, it was kind of funny. But, yeah, very nice people. All right. So that takes us to our Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff for the week. And we've got 4 in this list. First up, Northumbrian Painting Services. More fantasy football sideline staff. Expand your team.
So we mentioned the first Kickstarter that the Northumbrian Painting Service ran maybe a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the exact date. So they were like sideline staff, just like this title mentioned. So a first line of 8 miniatures. And so they are out. They have shipped. So they are releasing a new Kickstarter for more figures to go on your staff. So this time it's 5 accessory miniatures, 28 to 32 meter. Blood Bowl proxies were, well, they're not proxies if they don't replace players.
Yeah, they're more like just cheerleaders. Like, they're just sideline stuff.
Yeah, sideline stuff. So you have a drunken cheerleader dwarf.
It's a drunken dwarf.
Yeah, it's a cheerleader dwarf. When you read the his description, he leads people into cheering.
Oh, wow.
And end up drinking, end up drunk all the time. Start drinking, end up drinking. I like his little bit of fluff. He's one of the most mysterious dwarf there is in the realm of their sports just before, because he's too drunk most of the time to be able to talk with people, to have any idea of what he is or who he is. So you got him, dwarf barkeeper, a couple of announcers, a small goblin on a giant man, an elfing referee, and a second referee that's fighting with us, arm snuttling. So,
yep. It's funny.
I like the project. The previous project had grains of the miniatures and painted samples. And I must say, I kind of wish they had the grains here, because I don't want to discourage or anybody, but the paint job on them is not stellar.
I believe, like, looking at the paint jobs, I think at tabletop distance, they'd look really good.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because the highlights are in the right place and things, but it's not blended or anything, right? It's just rough layering. And then because you get close up of the models,
you blown see up every on the separate page. Layer.
Yeah, and the shading looks very rough, and like you can see the colors. It's unfortunate. I think it doesn't do the models justice.
Yeah, I would really have liked to have seen some of the green shots.
Yeah,
bare without painting.
But I mean, he's not looking for a huge target.
Oh no, it's a small project.
He's looking for 1,400 Canadian. He's looking for 800 pounds.
Yeah.
The conversion thing got me again. And he's at 270 pounds. So he's pretty much a third of the way there. And he's got 26 days left to go. So I think it's very possible he succeeds in his Kickstarter.
Yeah, only launched a couple of days ago.
So. Yeah, I mean, the pledges start at 4 pounds. And the whole project is 16 pounds, I believe. Yeah. So it's not a huge investment.
Nope.
So like I was saying before, he has 26 days left to go. And if he hits his target, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on Monday, May 21st, 2018. All right. Next up, the Witchborn Corporation, Daughters of Twilight.
So this is an extension for the Witchborn and third edition. So, which is a campaign-style miniature skirmish game. It has a huge RPG feel where you evolve your miniatures, you get skills, the progress during your play. It ends the campaign part. So, this line is for the Witch Elf. I said Witch Elf, the Dark Elves faction in the world. They are more fae-like than the Game Workshop Dark Elf, but they still have the dark, bloody spider side of them there. So a mix of maybe Game Workshop and Forgotten Realms.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
I like the fluff. I was listening to a podcast episode with the creator recently. He was on Skirmish Supremacy, talking about the new faction and their power and how they play. So, really interesting.
Yeah, and the models are made of bones material, so they're a well-established material manufacturing method.
Mm-hmm.
Or miniature manufacturing method, I should say. And I don't imagine... Let's see, what do we got here for pledge levels? 60... So $60 US gets you the box. Right? Is that what you get?
Yes. So you get 8 miniatures in it, all the templates you need, a set of dice, and the rosters, and all stretch goals that will unlock.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just confused because it said 8 miniatures. But I'm looking at the picture where there's a bunch of miniatures around the box, so I'm all confused.
The base box. So if you go just further down the page,
yeah. So $199 US,
pledge, yeah.
Right, it gives you 32 miniatures. and then an adventure guide and a giant battle map and a campaign book, and it's all kinds of stuff. So that is pretty awesome. And this Kickstarter is already funded. It looks like it maybe started a couple days ago. They're looking for 7,500 US. They're already at 7,525 with 27 days left to go. So they should only be going up from here. This Kickstarter will fully fund, my prediction, on Tuesday, May 22nd, 2018. All right. Next up, the show figures, Into the Forest.
So this is a resin kit miniature collection. All kind of strange creatures, gnomes, forest people, different style. They really have a unique look to them. It's worth taking the time to jump into there.
Yeah, they look very much like whimsical fey creatures, like something maybe from like the old European myth.
Yeah,
like what the fey folk look like, as opposed to what maybe like the Tolkien-esque version that a lot of us have in our imagination.
Yeah, no, it's not that way for sure.
The Swamp Queen, I think, looks really cool. The Chicken Master. Like, this is a lot of really cool stuff. And they're all so unique. And I didn't look at the pledge levels. Let's see here. What do we got? So you get £6 gets you the illustrations, which is pretty cool. Sent electronically. €33 gives you the one unit of the Forest Demon, one full color card, and the illustrations pack. So basically, pledges start at €33 and go up from there. Most of them are very close to that price, $38. I think it maxes out at $44 for an individual model.
Yep, the Swamp Queen and the Lil Mama Duck are $44. Yeah.
And then you have like combo packs, so the pricing goes up from there. You know, yep. two models, three models, et cetera, a whole collection. You know the drill. Again, this Kickstarter started recently, and it's already fully funded. They were not looking for a lot either, so their goal was €600. So obviously, they already had most development done, and they're currently at €1,200. So we're into unlocked territories, and it's looking good. This Kickstarter should fund on Wednesday, May 23rd, 2018, unless something unforeseen happens. All right. Next up, we have Jose Max, Criador Grafico, Asgard's Sons.
So this is a proxy team for Blood Bowl, but they are...
only one this week.
Viking / Asgard inspired. So you have a bunch of almost naked Vikings.
Yeah, the Valkyries and gods. Yeah. They look cool. I really think they look nice. Not much to say aside from that. You know, all your positions are covered. It's nice because unlike most teams for Blood Bowl, where you have, you know, six or eight guys, or was it the seven linemen, all look the same.
Yeah, this year is all individual models.
Yeah, so I can see this being a lot of fun to paint because there's no repetition.
Yes.
You know? Obviously, everything's going to have similar colors because you want to make a cohesive team, but everything's different. The poses are all different. I think it's awesome. And, you know, I think the pledge level is very reasonable too. Let me just see what we're at right now, because I know there was two pledge levels for Early Bird. Not. I think Early Birds are probably all gone. Yeah. So, full team is €74. And the if you want the unlocked stretch goals, that's €89. So, that is awesome. And I think €89 for the number of models you're getting is pretty reasonable. That's... it's 90, so it's probably about 165 Canadian. Somewhere 159, 165 Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's pretty reasonable for the number of models. Considering this is a big boutique. 140?
Yep.
Oh, even cheaper than I thought. So there you go. And apparently I'm not the only one that thinks it's a good value because it is already tripled its goal. So they were looking for 4,000 euros, and they're at 12,680 euros with 18 days left to go. So this Kickstarter should fully fund on Sunday, May 13th, 2018. And we've made it through another week, Antoine.
Yes, we did. It was a long list, but...
Yeah, I powered through. I try not to let myself get sidetracked too much. I won't lie, it was tough.
Yeah.
I can be opinionated at times, so, you know. It's a curse. Yeah, we did well. So thanks again for all your hard work in compiling the list for the news. And I will see you next week.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to unitedgeeksnetwork.com, where you will find Zero Budget Geek, a YouTube channel covering board games, video games, and other geek stuff. You'll find Let's Play and how to play videos of different board games and video games, as well as reviews. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at unitedgeeksnetwork.com.